Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Monday, the 30th day of April, 2007. Absolutely amazing that the fifth month of 2007 is almost elapsed. Isn't that just incredible? We're, of course, going to be taking your phone calls throughout the transmission today. We have physicist, former professor, Stephen Jones joining us in the second hour to talk about the collapsed bridge. Big difference between that collapsed bridge due to a 18-wheeler filled with gasoline crashing and ramming one of the main pylons and then exploding over two-plus hours and what happened on 9/11. Now, when I got up early this morning and learned that there had been a fire and that a bridge had collapsed due to the explosion, I knew that I would be attacked, 9/11 Truth would be attacked, but I got into the office and was informed that Neil Bortz had already been attacking me and Rosie O'Donnell and Charlie Sheen and everybody else, laughing and poking fun and saying, oh, look, the bridge collapsed. Oh, look, this is why the towers in Building 7 fell. So we'll walk through the difference. Now, before I, this morning, before I even, because I had IMs and emails I was reading, hey, they're on radio and TV. And the network was IMing me as well up early in the morning, producing other shows that, hey, we're being attacked. They're saying this bridge has collapsed. And before I even looked it up, I said, it's going to be an asphalt bridge. It's going to have the pig iron or the rebar in it. They're packed with sand, and they're basically predominantly made up of petrochemical, highly flammable, and they're going to say that this now proves that buildings collapse when there's fires in them. Sure enough, I pulled up the AP photos. I watched four or five different videos from different news outlets, and that's exactly what happened. Right in an area where they're no one's measured it yet, but looking at it, it looks like we're talking at least 50 yards between pylon to pylon, one of those big stretches. You know, when you drive under them, you go, my God, that's a huge distance. How is that held up? And you look up underneath it, and it's a thin layer of concrete and a few support sections underneath it, and then all over Texas they're building these toll roads and the NAFTA superhighway, so we get a chance to see them building it. They build a weak skeleton of literal quarter-inch and half-inch rebar, and then they pack it with sand. The bulldozers dump sand in it, and then they pour asphalt over that. And sure enough, of course, the asphalt, when it gets up to 110 sometimes here in Texas, when you walk on it, your shoes will literally sink into it. I've been out in Phoenix in the summer when it was 122 degrees, and instead of your shoes, if you stand still here in Texas at high noon when it's 110, your shoes will sink in a little bit. No, not in Phoenix. Sometimes your shoes will sink in a couple millimeters. What is it made up? It's made out of oil, basically out of motor oil mixed with gravel and sand, and then they heat it up and they throw it onto the ground and then roll over it while it's hot and actually smoking. A few weeks ago, they actually retopped the parking lot here where my office is located, and I watched them out of the broadcast window out there with their shovels throwing it down and then, you know, rolling over it, and it was the same thing. So what we see here is a wide extension section. Well, I'm going to walk through it, and we'll have Professor Stephen Jones on. We have all these other huge developments today. Just so much news. It's going to be a jam-packed transmission. Call your friends. Call your family. Tell them to tune in. This is very important. And the neocons have lined up to try to savage us in a concerted effort. So we'll be giving you the info and the documentation for the counterattack.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
CBS 5, San Francisco Bay Area, source for news, reports tanker explosion causes I-80 connector collapse. The truck ran off of the embankment and exploded right underneath a very wide extension, very long extension. I've been eyeballing it, and it looks like it could be over 50 yards wide. And you're talking about asphalt, highly flammable petrochemical mixed in with gravel. And, of course, we've seen this many times in U.S. history. We have had tractor trailers loaded with chemicals, flammable chemicals, gasoline. By the way, gasoline is extremely much more flammable than jet fuel that normally burns at 1,200 degrees. It's kerosene. They don't want kerosene to burn at a high level. They don't want to be flammable up there in those fuel tanks. They use it so in case the aircraft is struck by lightning, they've done major tests, and it shows that most of the time it won't even ignite. You can take a match, a lit match, and put it in a bucket of kerosene, and it won't explode, though I don't advise you try that at home. It's very dangerous, because if it's aerosolized, it will explode. It will combust. So we have gasoline that can burn at over 2,000 degrees that can certainly weaken steel. But this isn't even steel. They use pig iron. They use rebar, which is of a very low grade in between on the scale when you leave the iron area of the scale and enter into the non-structural steel area. Also, these highways are famous, extremely famous for having shoddy workmanship. We had a big story here last year with some of the inspectors out on the I-30 connector they're building outside Austin, Texas, with how they were using substandard materials. Anywhere in the country where they're building these roads and extensions, you can go witness them. They are wood, they are rebar, and they are concrete and asphalt. In fact, many times I've commented driving around Central Texas and down to Houston and Dallas and other areas where they're building connectors and overpasses and clover leaves. How do those things stand up? How do they stay up? Because you'll have huge 50, 60, 70 yards in between these where the cars are just driving, where huge trucks are driving. And so the angle here to attack this is to go find, do a Google search, because Paul's listening, doing an article right now, and we all contribute together. I'll put out some of the ideas. He'll get his own. We'll interview Stephen Jones, physicist. We'll interview engineers. We'll codify the whole program together. Every few weeks, you read about a overpass collapsing, a bridge collapsing. There was one up in Temple about 2 years ago, just north of Austin, collapsed. Some people died, if memory serves. Another one of these big extensions over a highway, 50, 60 yards, big 18-wheeler goes across, boom, collapses. So, see, you have a history of these bridges collapsing without having an 18-wheeler filled with highly explosive gasoline. We haven't learned what octane. It can go up hundreds of degrees each octane level from 89 up to 93. So we don't even know what octane. But you're looking at 2,000 degrees if it's 89. We're looking at, and I went and pulled a chart up this morning, 2,300 to 2,400 if it's 93 octane. So, we have a big history of bridges collapsing all over the country, extension ramps, clover leaves, sections collapsing. Of course, there have also been earthquakes in San Francisco, L.A., San Diego that have caused thousands of yards of this to collapse, and in fact, I did some research, it looks like, because they've changed the names of some of these roads and extensions, it looks like this was part of one of the hurried repair jobs back in the 80s with a major earthquake. So you then even add more shoddiness because of how they raced to repair it. So it, by the way, we know there's routine earthquakes in the area that have weakened these bridges. There have been big controversies on these highway extensions and off-ramps and on-ramps and figure eights and clover leaves and these spaghetti works. There have been big articles, if memory serves, about engineers complaining, saying they've got to shut down roads and repair them because of the earthquakes. This is San Francisco, the hottest tectonic activity in the United States, in the lower 48s, baby. San Francisco is the king curmudgeon. I mean, it is the big kahuna. More earthquakes, more highway collapses in the Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland. In fact, we ought to get Marty Schachter on. He's a sponsor of the show, and he lives right there in Oakland. If you live in Oakland, you want to call in about this, you're welcome to. But A, these things are built to the minimum of tolerances because of the incredibly corrupt construction lobby at the state and federal level. That's A. B, we've had a lot of these collapse in the past. I mean, multiple times a year you hear about these big extensions. It's always the, you know, where they're 50 to 60 yards or sometimes more in between support columns. My gosh, they've built them all over Austin now. They're pretty scary when you drive under them. You wonder, how does that stand up? And when you're watching them build them, they're jacketed in a thin coating of concrete. They're jacketed in kind of these Lego pieces that go together. But I would have to say, just from looking at them, upwards of 80% of the material is rebar, wood. Yeah, we're talking about 2x4s. Tar paper and asphalt, which is oil. These roads are built out of oil. Oil, ladies and gentlemen. And you notice, though, even though they're built out of oil, and even though it oozed down and melted and collapsed, it still, much of it didn't catch on fire. In fact, you look at the photos and the video, it is this asphalt-topped extension oozing down. And within minutes of this happening, there were already articles out within 30 minutes of this last night. I went and did a search on it when I found out this morning. And they were already reporting, oh, see, this shows how Building 7 fell. This shows how Tower 1 and 2 fell. The newscast, AP this morning, was calling it the pancake. It pancaked down just like 9/11 onto another overpass under it. Now, what do we have with 9/11? No modern steel building had ever fallen from fire, though we had buildings in some cases that burned for more than 6 days. We had Madrid that burned close to 2 days with 100-foot white-hot flames, no major steel even bent. Okay. Small little rebar in the roof certainly did melt and cave in. That's where the tips of the white-hot flame for over a day were hitting it. But no major support even was damaged. Aluminum desk didn't even melt further down where the flames were red. That's how a flame works. It's red and then orange and then yellow and then white and then blue. So when I say white, it also had blue tips on it. 100-plus foot. The reason we know that is you can see flames shooting up for at least 30 stories. So I say 100-plus foot. How many is 30-plus stories? That's a lot more than 100 feet. We're talking several hundred feet. I mean, we're talking about a giant Roman candle. It looked like an acetylene torch tip there in Madrid. Nothing collapsed. Nothing collapsed. We have the people in the gouged-out wounds in Tower 1 and 2 waving for help for 20-plus minutes on their cell phones. And then suddenly you hear, ah, explosion, and it blows up, and you hear their phones cut off. We could play those grisly clips again if you'd like, and we ought to post those in the story we're doing on this, and then it all perfectly drops. Did you see with this highway collapse pyroclastic flows? Did you see dust rolling out for 5-plus miles into the bay, into the East River, into Brooklyn, across the water? 1,000-foot giant plumes of aerosolized concrete, glass, and structural steel blasting out like Mount St. Helens had just exploded in a gaseous ejection of tectonic volcanic fury, as if the god Vulcan had just thrown a giant conniption. No, you didn't see that. You saw for over 2 hours a tanker truck exploding and burning and shooting up white-hot flames up into concrete that jackets petroleum products and little tiny rebar the size of your thumb. And it oozed down and sagged, and then they sprayed a bunch of water on it, and it collapsed down just like the Pentagon. That's what you saw, period. Now, if these buildings are all going to collapse now from fire, none of these insurance policies are safe. No one is safe in a building. There have been fires in both the World Trade Center towers. There have been big fires and nothing collapsed. It came out today, up-close video of Building 7. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com with tiny fires. We now have up-close video. And we have on tape eyewitnesses reporting bombs going off in 7. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Don't let the terrorists distract us with this highway collapse, this one little section collapsing, and keep us from getting the new bombshell information on 7 out of the public. We've had the Kerry news breaking. We've had all this other major news breaking. Let's not allow this to be smokescreened. Let's get out ahead of this and point out that without 18-wheelers full of gasoline burning for hours underneath an unsupported long section, that we have highways collapsing all the time. Then there's no pyroclastic flow. Where is the dust blasting out for miles? Where is it? Where is the flows of concrete turned into dust by explosives? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We
look down the river and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more as they began to run in. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf.
Welcome back. That's how you do it. You just keep firing in the info war. You never stop. You just keep firing and firing. You don't listen to the enemy's propaganda or how they claim they're winning or how they're going to beat you, all the things they're going to do to you. You just keep fighting. We're going to bring them down. Okay, here is a disgusting piece. And notice the AP, local, CBS, all of them were on the same page reporting, just like the towers on 9/11, the steel beams, I mean the tiny little rebar, melted. Those highways collapse all the time without anything hitting them. That's how shoddily built they are. And there's also been big reports how the highways need to be shored up and repaired because of all the earthquakes. We need to dig those articles up. So you've got earthquake damage, the evidence shows, at least an area where this happens to a lot of the roads. We know earthquakes have happened right there in Oakland. You have highways routinely collapsing. You have gasoline that burns a lot hotter than kerosene right up underneath these things that are filled with sand and rocks. Go look at how they build these overpasses. And, it proves 9/11. It proves it. But there's been a bunch of other big building fires in the last 6 years, 5.5 years, and none of them fell, but it doesn't matter. You see, this shows the propaganda, how they want to tell you this, how they were just waiting, how Neil Bortz was just waiting, how all these big national shows are just waiting. Mike Gallagher was just waiting this morning. Laura Ingraham. They're all attacking, guess who? Me. We got Steve Jones, physicist, joining us to talk about this in the next segment. In the next hour. Let's go ahead and go to some of this clip. Listen to this propaganda.
You bet. All right, now to the question that every driver has got to be asking tonight. How long is it going to take Caltrans to fix this mess? An entire chunk of Interstate 580, as you saw there, is going to have to be replaced. And major repairs are needed to fix that portion of 880 that takes drivers from Berkeley to the South Bay. It got damaged too, remember? Emmanuel Ramos is near the collapsed freeway ramps and has the latest on the plan now to get all this up and running. Manny?
Well, at this point, Kenny, they still don't know. If you can see behind me, they're putting the heavy equipment into place, so they hope to begin demolition soon, as soon as the Highway Patrol's accident investigation team gets out of the way. Now, the toughest part is going to be replacing those steel girders. They melted the same way that steel beams did at the World Trade Center.
Caltrans says the maze is a big mess, and there's no way they can tell commuters when it will reopen.
At this point, we have no estimate of the time it will take to complete the work. Obviously, we're going to be operating under emergency procedures, so that contract work will all begin very, very quickly.
Under its emergency powers, there's no need to get a repair budget approved. Contractors can be hired right away without going through a bidding.
And it goes on and on. Just like they rebuilt those highways in the last big earthquakes on an emergency basis with no vetting, no engineers basically blocking any of the construction, the normal permitting process out the window. Now, again, we're going to do a search. I don't need to do one because we remember via memory, but everybody remembers. All the time you hear about highways collapsing. I'm repeating this because we need to tell everybody this. Highway extensions collapse all the time on their own. Because basically, the construction business is a mafia-owned and run situation, just like waste management is. Most of your major trash companies are mob-run. That's why you pay double, triple the price you should. Most of the big highway firms are mob-connected. This is nationwide, and folks, I don't mean the cliche, they've got Italian last names. No, they got names like Jones and Johnson and Smith and, you know, Schmidt and, you know, Finkelstein. But the point is, massive corruption in this. We've done stories right here on the Genesis Network where the engineers, where the inspectors have gone public saying, this is a complete joke. I can't believe it's even standing. They use substandard concrete that wouldn't pass inspection. They're using more dirt and more sand than they should. They literally just build concrete skeletons and stick sand in them and then dump asphalt over the top. Oh, my God. But no, not according to Neil Bortz. Building 747 stories high, tiny fires. collapses perfectly and symmetrically on its own footprint, something controlled demolitions can't even do in weeks of planning. All the firefighters and police say they were told the government was going to blow it up. But we're supposed to ignore all that now because a segment of highway fell down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
An earthquake weakened long extension overpass interchange that has gasoline blasting up under it for over 2 hours into the petrochemical laden structure is not a 47-story building jacketed in asbestos with huge steel columns, with the central column blasting perfectly, squib blast points along the floor lines, detonating at the exact same second with squibs and the implosion, with hundreds of police, firefighters, and medical workers on record saying there was a public countdown. They were told to get back. The building was brought down to, quote, save the other buildings. Then no one asked why the official story says it fell from fire. Now they've had to retract that. NIST says it may be because of explosives. Then there's no discussion of why or how explosives could have been put in there while it was burning in a few hours. Obviously, that's impossible. They tried to blow up the Intel building here in Austin a few months ago, and they couldn't even get it to collapse completely. Many floors were still standing. That happens about 1 out of 10 times. So there's the basic facts. But what really tells you here, you know, who the cops, back when we had cops that actually did their job in this country, I guess we still have a few, they would normally look first at the first person to report something or someone reporting something who shouldn't have all the details. Because a lot of psychopaths, a lot of criminals like to brag. They like to play games. They like to, you know, come out with what they've done. They like to play the part of the good guy. They've caught a lot of firefighters, and firefighters are great people. It's a small minority, you know, setting fires to show up and save the day because they're obsessed with fire. They're, you know, maniacs who love to engage in arson, pyromaniacs, and when they're kids, they burn down buildings, and then they go join the fire department. Nobody knows for 15 years that they're lunatics until they get caught in the act. They've got a lot of fire marshals, and they're always catching cops planting pipe bombs so they can show up on the scene and find it and be the hero. We all know about that in criminology, and we've done 101 study of it. And it's very interesting that we had reporters and news media and national talk show hosts within just a few hours of this breaking nationally already paralleling it with the World Trade Centers, you see. Methinks you protest too much. We know you're on the defense now, and you really show yourselves by making this about 9/11. People are actually going to go look at the facts now, and they're going to find out the truth that it was an inside job. So I like it. I like it when you attack us. I like it when you get out on the field with us. I like the fact that you're not just ignoring us. I like the fact you're trying to have a debate with us because we've got the facts and you've now gotten in our arena and we're going to clean your clocks. You have been lured out into a fight now, a fight you cannot win because we have the facts and physics and common sense. Hey, Neil Bortz, when you call me a traitor and all these names, hey, Neil Bortz, you fake libertarian neocon liar, you out there pushing your national sales tax, which they're going to keep and have the income tax on top of it. You're being discovered every day. And people are going to find out that other highways collapse and other extensions collapse just because of the weight of a couple trucks on them. And the people are going to find out that there's a big difference between some asphalt bridge and a 47-story structure. And they're going to find all of that out, Mr. Bortz. I know we got Eric in California, John in Ohio, Alan in England, Richard in Mississippi, Alex in Washington, and many others. Before we go to your calls and more into Building 7 and the new revelations that came out just yesterday and today on this front. Before we do that and cover the war news and the economy news and the police state news, and believe me, it's all important, PrisonPlanet.tv is really one of the best-kept secrets on the Internet. I do want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. You make so much of what we do possible. Yeah, it's cheap. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free, even lower than $5.95 a month. PrisonPlanet.tv, the cost of 2 Starbucks cups of coffee for a month. All 15 of my films, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, dozens and dozens and dozens of other films we've been authorized to post at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go up to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can burn all my films, my weekly TV shows on hundreds of topics, all these special reports. You can burn them directly to disc or to DVD. It's a factory of resistance. It is a fulcrum of resistance in the InfoWar. And then you also support InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and my office and my filmmaking. And everything you do literally is subsidized. We would not be able to even operate without the revenue from PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll tell you right now. We are literally disgorging our savings right now for two projects. One is behind schedule for a new internet site, user content-based. I know since I mentioned it, I've gotten hundreds of people wanting to work with us. But then I'm so tied down trying to make it a film, deal with other stuff. I'm doing another project, a secret project involved with filmmaking that I just have to leave it there, that normally somebody would do full-time just that. I'm not whining. It's just the reason I can't respond to your emails or I can't thank all the groups that are out there and I can't jump through all the hoops is well, last night was an early night. I got home at midnight. So, and the reason I talk about how much I work is because you have to realize then we try to get it all done. Sometimes we don't get it all done as good as we could, but at least we're trying. And I'm already digressing here. It's just we need your support. If it makes it easy for you to write a check to us, go ahead and do it. I mean, I've never done this over the years. The last 6 months I have, because things need to be done in the fight against the New World Order. And if the capital doesn't come in from videotape sales and prisonplanet.tv, so be it. If you want me to ask, I'll do it. Send me a check as much as you can afford. I need the support right now for projects that will hurt the New World Order very badly and that will move us closer to victory, okay? I mean, frankly, I don't need to spend an hour a day, doing ad sales. I didn't used to even really sell ads. If they came in, they did, because I didn't care about capital. But then I realized I need capital to fight this fight effectively. So, yeah, I can get on the phone like I did Friday for 2 hours and sell a couple ad contracts. So I can then pay employees and pay for bandwidth and pay for everything else. Bottom line, I don't like to do that. And so if you'll just financially support us, you won't hear as many ads. And, I mean, it's a catch-22 here. And I never really get into this on air, but there's things I need to do, and I need the capital to get it done. It's really that simple. I've got the new office space. I don't even have the capital to people it and staff it with the folks I need to get the job done. If you want to know the bottom line, I don't like doing this on air, but that's the fact. So if you want to write us a check, write it to Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The time is short. The enemy is moving against us right now. I want to up our attack profile. I want to increase our bombardment of the enemy. And I know we've got the right stuff. I know we're effective. And so I just want to upgrade the size of our howitzer to really start knocking down walls and breach the enemy's defenses, as we've already done in many areas, and enter the main city and take out the New World Order in the info war at point-blank range with our bayonets. And you, ladies and gentlemen, are those foot soldiers. I'm nothing more than a foot soldier, literally rallying. We've already breached the enemy's defenses. We need to stream through now and take them on at point-blank range. Hand-to-hand info war, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about. Hand-to-hand mortal combat with the New World Order dehumanization forces who are not playing games. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. This is the real deal. So, I'm not going to belabor it anymore. Prisonplanet.tv. We've got all these special reports from England, special reports on weather control and weather modification with Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons. Wall Street Journal just came out and talked about chemtrails to save the Earth from global warming, just like a federally written textbook for eighth graders is saying that. I mean, they're now starting to put the story out. And we've got reports on, you name it, there's the mass shooting, it's all up there, prisonplanet.tv. We've got American Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, Riddles in Stone, amazing new film on the occult activities in D.C., Iraq for Sale, the War Profiteers, who's getting killed, who's making a killing, Mind Control by Dr. Nick Begich, 9/11 Press for Truth. We've got Terror Storm, the history government-sponsored terror. We've got Blackout, how the vote fraud's happening. American Blackout. Support us. Literally, you're buying war bonds in the defense of the Republic. And if you want to donate, or you want to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, or you had a trial membership and liked it but forgot to re-up and get a yearly membership, come in and support us. And also support our AM and FM affiliates out there. That's another key. Support their sponsors. Or if you've got a business, go sponsor the show. That's so important. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, we can do a lot more if you support us. Again, prisonplanet.tv. Or 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or toll free to call and order the books and films and materials, 888-253-3139. Okay, Let's, Eric, John, Alan, Richard, Alex, everybody, we're going to go to you. Let's go to Eric first. He's out in California where this bridge, a small section, collapsed. And so they're saying, oh, see, that explains why the laws of physics were changed on 9/11, showing, methinks they protest too much, how desperate they are to win back the hearts and minds of the people. Go ahead. You're on the air, Eric.
Hi, Mr. Jones. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I met with you at the L.A. Symposium, and I'm a member of the San Diego Minutemen down here, and they told me to get a public access channel, and I'd very much love to do that, but I'm just struggling for the time to do that.
You better find the time, my brother. I understand how it is, working a couple jobs, and you just got to make the time. I mean, don't even tell you what, stop watching television, you'll have time. And I'm not patronizing you. I'd imagine you don't watch a lot of TV, but I bet you watch a few hours a week.
I watch a little bit of, Science Channel or TLC or something like that, but mostly I'm working or, you know, just hanging out with my family, just enjoying that while I...
I understand. Now, that's a good reason to not go out, and because I understand spending time with your family. That makes sense. Go ahead.
Yes, this is kind of unrelated to what you're talking about, but I've been trying to get this information to you for some time. Yeah, as you know, the San Diego Minutemen down here are... We're basically doing battle with the San Diego police, who have kind of exposed themselves as working with the illegal alien activists. I don't know if you've heard of John Monty and what he's going through down
here. Well, look,
here.
I have a headline right here, NBC News. Illegal immigrants say local law enforcement doesn't care if they're here illegal or not. Here in Austin and in Williamson County mainly, and I saw this a few years ago in films, that show Meet the Effers. I saw the second one of that series on an airplane because I wouldn't normally watch that. And I was watching it with Robert De Niro and others. And when they arrest him with his grandson, who's like 7 years old or something, the CPS comes and takes the child just for a parking ticket, just for being pulled over with a regular citation. See, that's how they get you ready for it. Now CPS takes your kids if you're pulled over if you don't have up-to-date insurance. You really have insurance, but you forgot to get your new card in there, which I've gotten tickets for that many times. Now they take your children. But if you're an illegal alien, they let you go. That's what's so sick. Of course the police work with illegal aliens. The police are here to kill America. I'm sorry. Even if cops don't know that, that's your job. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. Well, John Monty, he's a grade school teacher in a pretty, illegal alien type area, in Orange County, I believe it is. And he has been doing some work with us as far as an illegal encampment that's surrounded by million-dollar homes down here in San Diego, just south of Del Mar, which is a pretty ritzy area. There was, for 20 years, 300 to 400 illegal aliens living in this encampment, and we shut it down. And the very same day we were shutting it down, he was at a day labor site taking pictures of day laborers getting picked up, and he was attacked by 9 illegal aliens. A passerby in a vehicle stopped to assist him, and they filed a police report. He didn't know the driver of this vehicle who helped him out. They filed a police report, and up until, I think March 9th, the police were telling him, yeah, we're looking for your attacker, and we're going to get him and all this. And then an illegal alien activist gets on Hannity and Combs and says on national TV that he is not, they're not looking for his attackers. They're getting ready to charge him with assaulting the alien activists or the illegal aliens.
I know. And I did hear about that. So for people that don't understand this, we have video in San Diego of illegal aliens beating veterans, Hispanic, white, black veterans, till blood pours out of their heads, and then the cops go after them. This is how it works now in America, and they are literally above the law.
You'll get the full scoop on it on immigrationwatchdog.com. That's John Monty's thing. And
your phone cut out when you said that. Say it again.
Okay, immigrationwatchdog.com.
Cut out again.
Immigrationwatchdog.com. I'm sorry.
Immigrationwatchdog.com. Okay.
Yeah, that's John Monty's site, and it's got all the pertinent videos.
You know what? We'll get him on. In fact, I learned about that case just last week. Again, one of the many things I see that I mean to give my producer. We're going to get him on, and I appreciate your call, sir. And this is what makes me mad. Do you understand that many police now nationwide, if your insurance, if you just don't have the new card, they will take your children and then they will interrogate your children for a day to ask them, are you spanked? And in many cases, you know, they'll trick your kids. They won't feed them. I know you don't believe this, folks. It's that bad. Believe me. Check it out for yourself. They'll get your 5, your 10-year-old, your 3-year-old. They'll say no food till you tell us that they abuse you. I'm not kidding. This has been in the news. They don't feed your child. They publicly torture them. They don't even hide this. And then they take them. You see, it's all about getting you in the system. But the illegal aliens, they are literally unstoppable, ladies and gentlemen. They are absolute gods among us. They are above the law. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want, bank accounts, credit cards, housing loans, no ID. This proves how criminal the government is. In fact, I have stacks today. I have stacks right here. Illegal immigrants say local law enforcement doesn't care if they're here illegally or not. This is WAVY-TV. And it's how they let them go when they're drunk driving. They let them go no matter what. Because they're going to use third world populations to vote for gun control. They're going to use third world populations to threaten the middle class with riots. They're going to use them for the North American Union. This is only the beginning. But the cops are going to take your children if your insurance isn't up to date, but the illegals are just let go. Now, the cops will tell you to your face that's the truth.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 network security switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 security switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I had a state police goon. They used to be good here in Texas. Now they're turning into total scum. Leaning in my car a few months ago, getting ready to search it. And I said, you know good and well, when you stop illegals without insurance and without tags and the rest of it, you let them go. And he just said, all right, get out of here, and left. And I'm like, that's right, isn't it? That's right. It's a joke. The NSA listens to us to track what we're saying and what we're doing so they know how to propagandize us and so they can steal patent secrets. They're behind Al-Qaeda. You understand that? And look, I'm not saying police themselves are bad. But what you do and the things you do. I heard a talk show host yesterday on the air from Round Rock, Texas, here locally in Austin, talking about how he saw him arresting a woman because her insurance was not expired, but she didn't have the card. And it just made my blood boil because I read about that all the time and hear about it. And they take your kids, but then the illegal aliens are above the law. You can march right into Bank of America or Wells Fargo right now if you're an illegal alien. No ID, get a bank account. A citizen is treated like dirt because we're the idiots that have been trained how to be slaves. We're not a free country anymore. We've got little pockets of free speech left. Those are almost gone. Look, here's a local newscast. This is out of North Carolina saying exactly what we're saying. Here it is.
Virginia Beach police say an admitted illegal immigrant was behind the wheel of the offending car. Now the community wants to know what police can do when they come across someone who isn't supposed to be here.
Turn your sight. Tina Kim takes a closer look at the controversy. Tina?
Well, David Alveda, many people assumed if an officer came across an illegal immigrant, the person would be deported. That's not so, as we found out from those directly involved, undocumented workers behind bars.
How each of these inmates got to Newport News Jail is a different story, but the endings are all the same. Jail officials say once these men are done with the American criminal process, immigration agents are scheduled to take them for possible deportation. Inside this maximum security facility, the inmates have not been able to hear the outcry over illegal immigrants accused of crime. Deblaim Gomez says he has only been arrested once, and before it happened, he did not worry about police.
No, because there are millions of immigrants here and we're all illegals.
Gomez is locked up on assault and malicious wounding charges. The two men to his left, Juan Gomez Burgos and Vicente Santiago Flores, are both charged with robbery. The men say before they got in trouble, officers did not bother them. But even after breaking the law, Burgos says local police never asked if he was allowed to be in the United States.
In South Carolina, they caught me with cocaine and mota.
¿Qué es mota? Marihuana.
Was he surprised that he was not deported?
Yeah.
Burgos says that was...
All right, let me stop right there. We're going to air the rest of it in the third hour, but here's the deal. You pull over and you take women's kids so a bunch of fat pedophiles can have their way with them. That's what you do, officers, and don't give me some slack-jawed look. That's the facts. You act like a bunch of monkeys. And you run around doing whatever you want in a self-centered, satisfied way, self-righteous. And you all know that you catch them with cocaine, whores, marijuana, nothing's done. But you pull over some 16-year-old yuppie kid, their life's over. The book's thrown at them because their sappy parents are full of cash. For your bosses and these judges all living in multi-million dollar houses on $40,000 a year salaries. Let me tell you, when I'm in wealthy areas or out at the lake or out visiting family or friends in well-to-do areas, I see nothing but cops and FBI and people living in all these rich houses right next to all the top surgeons and lawyers. Let me tell you, this country's gone. And the sooner we start admitting it, the government's totally lawless, the police aren't the police, it's all a scam! Yeah, that's right. You can do whatever you want as long as you're an illegal alien, because the New World Order's using them as a dagger to slit this country's throat.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.